Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Joe. Adam, why don't you have a shirt on?
Well, I was trying to decide between this one with ducks and this one with clowns.
Neither. And those are baby clothes? Go get a shirt, put it on so we can get started.
Oh, fine. They're the Maladjusted Misfits.
And this is the one where we talk about friends.
Don't put one on. Alrighty.
Hello.
Whoa, that's not going to help me.
Ooh. What? No glasses?
Yeah, no glasses, and I have a book open.
Going to try to read while we're doing the podcast.
So, hi, everyone.
Hello. How are you?
Everybody watching Friends out there? That's good, because we're going to talk about it.
Well, everyone on the Facebook groups that I'm on talk about watching it every day. So
every day.
Yeah. Did you know that this is like our 32nd episode we're recording right now?
Our 32nd episode?
Yeah. Because we had the two special episodes. Right. But yeah, this is a 32nd one.
Nice.
Oh, no.
And next week we might have a guest on?
Yeah. So we're working. See if we can't get some audio recordings to drop in and get their opinion. Again, we've said if you have some ideas, you want to share your thoughts and opinions, be sure and send us an email.
Let us know your episode reactions and we'll include them.
Yeah, it will be fun.
Yeah.
All right. So this week we're doing...
The one with the baby on the bus.
What's our IMDb plot?
All right. Well, Joey and Chandler are left to babysit Ben when Monica takes Ross to the hospital. Meanwhile, Phoebe loses her singing gig at Central Perk to a professional singer.
All right. We have a returning director this week, Gail Mancuso.
I like Gail.
Yeah. She directed 14 episodes over the first 6 seasons. Mm-hmm. She also directed a show that we like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I know. And episodes of Cougar Town with Courtney Cox. Mm-hmm. And the movie A Dog's Journey.
A Dog's Journey.
Yeah, it's got one of the Quaid brothers in it. Dennis?
Oh. Quaid?
Yeah. And a dog.
I liked when Dennis Quaid showed up in Strays, which was about dogs.
Right. That was so funny. That movie's funny. Our episode writer this week is a new writer.
Oh.
She wrote a total of 2 episodes of Friends, mm-hmm. but was producer from 1995 to 1996 on Friends.
Okay.
And was also co-creator with Jada Pinkett and Will Smith on a TV show called All of Us.
Oh.
It ran from 2003 to 2007 for 4 seasons. Never heard of it, and I didn't recognize anybody on it either.
No. Have nothing to do with slapping anybody? No?
Okay. No, I don't think so. When was our original air date?
Our original air date was November 2nd, 1995.
All right.
And that weekend, new movie releases included Home for the Holidays, starring Holly Hunter and directed by Jodie Foster.
Oh, I remember that movie. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, we have the William Baldwin, Cindy Crawford joint Fair Game, which currently sits with a 4-star rating on IMDb.
I don't remember that one.
No, I don't think we ever saw that one.
Really? And it was out that week?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Are you ready for some trivia?
I am ready for some trivia.
All right. I got lots today. So okay. I'll try and keep it... blah, blah, blah. I have lots of trivia today, so I'll try and keep it going. So.
Okay.
This is our very first performance of Smelly Cat.
Oh, Smelly Cat.
Stephanie, the performer at Central Perk, is played by Chrissy Hynde, mm-hmm. who's a singer and guitar player in the band The Pretender.
Yes.
Smelly Cat was written for the character by Lisa Kudrow with Adam Chase, Betsy Bornes, and Chrissy Hynde.
Oh.
Yeah. The song was conceived in 1995 by Bornes, a friend, our writer of this episode,
right.
who originally intended for its lyrics to be about a pungent dog entitled Smelly Dog.
Smelly Dog. Smelly Dog.
And see, I like relate to that more than smelly cat.
You know? Yeah.
Like our dogs, you're like, oh, you smell. Right. But I've never said that about our cat.
No.
So Leah Thompson is in this episode, right?
Yeah.
Crosses over in her role from Caroline in the City, which ran in 1995. Mm-hmm. The same night that this episode aired, David Schwimmer appeared as himself, Ross, on The Single Guy.
Ooh.
And Matthew Perry appeared as Chandler on Caroline in the City.
Oh, yeah. And we watched that little clip of him. He's just in a video store.
Yeah, it was funny.
And he's...
trying to pick up somebody.
He's trying to pick up somebody, and he's pretending he wants to rent the piano, and she's getting some horror massacre movie.
Right. And his closing line is, so I could have just been myself.
And then he runs out of the store.
So this is the second and final appearance of Terry, the owner of Central Perk. Bye, Terry.
Bye.
So in this episode, Phoebe and Rachel are only seen at Central Perk,
mm-hmm.
and they don't share any scenes with the rest of the gang.
No.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
It was. And then Giovanni Ribisi appears in this episode as Condom Boy. That's how he's...
Condom Boy!
He returns later in the series as Frank Buffet Jr., Phoebe's half-brother.
Yeah.
But they don't think that he was playing Phoebe's brother as Condom Boy. They just liked him as an actor and brought him back.
Oh.
It's not Frank Jr.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint. And just in case people were wondering, Ben is wearing clowns on his shirt.
Nice.
So what were your episode reactions this week?
I think this episode is a silly one.
Yeah.
Which, you know... Starting off season two, every episode's kind of had kind of a heavy
mm-hmm.
plot line, right. You know, like the, you know, Phoebe getting divorced mm-hmm. and the Monica getting fired. And like this one is just, I feel like it's just straight silly.
Yeah.
I mean, you worry a little that Phoebe can't play at Central Perk, but it's like a silly depressing.
Yeah.
But, Ross and Monica have their crazy Geller sibling stuff, and Joey and Chandler babysit and lose the baby. And like I said, Rachel and Phoebe have their Central Perk stuff, but uh-huh. it's all very lighthearted and silly and fun.
Yeah, I do agree. I think it's a fun episode. It's silly, full of shenanigans. I really would have liked to see Joey and Chandler really take care of baby Ben. I think that would have been funny mm-hmm. because remember when we went from zero kids to two toddlers?
Yeah.
There's your comedy. All right. So favorite lines. We had the same favorite line.
But, well, of course.
And we say it all the time. So you have to say yours first because it's both our favorites. But go ahead.
This was both our favorite line. Yeah. It's a Chandler line. What kind of scary ass clowns came to your birthday?
I love that line. It's so funny. My favorite line is when Ross told Monica that he cut off her Malibu Ken's legs.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sounds like a little kid. He goes, right. They were infected. He wouldn't have made it.
Right. I like his delivery and his little eyes.
Yeah. Like
he looks like he's 12 again all of a sudden.
It was like so sincere that he was going to die. All right. Favorite moment. I like when Chandler holds up the kiwi lime pie at Ross and tells yeah. Joey to run.
Yeah.
And Joey like flat out takes off. It's so funny.
I'll hold you back. You run. My favorite moment's right around there too. I mean, there was a couple good moments in mm-hmm. this episode. Like, lots of fun stuff happened. But I like when the fellas get back from their adventures with Ben. And they're a little worried when Ben's not crying, when Monica's holding him. And they're kind of like, uh-oh.
Oh, God, we got the wrong baby.
And then it starts crying, and they're like, yes.
That is funny. All right, favorite outfits. This one was tough because it took place over one day.
Yeah.
There was not a change of clothes, and it was pretty blah.
Yeah.
So I went with Rachel's gray sweater and skirt that she wears at the mm-hmm. coffee house.
Okay. I almost gave another ironic win to Joey.
Okay.
For the baby Bjorn with the teddy bear
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, that was pretty cute.
But I went with Phoebe's stripy sweater and her purple jacket and her boots when she's outside playing.
That's cute.
You know, she looks cute in it.
And that's funny. We picked two of the characters that weren't with the rest of the gang. All right. So themes we explored this episode. Theme number one, allergic reactions.
Yes, allergic reactions. theme two, heterosexual guys taking care of another heterosexual guy's baby. Making sure nobody thinks we're not heterosexual.
Oh, that's right. Theme three, Terry's a jerk.
Terry is kind of a jerk.
Yeah, he is.
And theme four, you have to call it in the air. It's a simple thing, but they forget it quite often.
They do. It's a running thing. It's so funny. All right, we're going to take a quick break before we break down the episode.
Rachel, sweetheart, can I see you for a minute?
What's up?
FYI, I decided to pay a professional musician to play here on Sunday afternoons. Her name is Stephanie something. She's supposed to be very good.
But what about Phoebe?
Rachel, it's not that your friend is bad. It's that she's so bad. She makes me want to put my finger through my eye and into my brain and swirl it around.
Okay, so you're not a fan.
She's so bad, she makes me want to create a super virus that'll wipe out all of mankind.
But I mean, you cannot do this to her.
She's so bad, I want to sign up for a mission to Mars just so when I can arrive, I can take off my helmet so my eyes will bulge out of my head and will explode like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Total Recall.
Okay, calm down, you twitchy weirdo.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
And the cold open.
Yes.
Monica and Rachel's. We have Monica, Chandler, Joey, Ross, and Baby Ben.
Baby Ben.
Chandler's spinning the basketball on the kitchen table. Ross and Joey are eating pie. Well, Ross is kind of playing with his plate. He's not really eating it yet. And Monica is baby talking to Ben. And Monica tells Ben that he is the weenie, weenie, beanie, beanie boy. And he starts crying, which, I mean, you know. She tells him, don't cry, and then asks, why are you still crying?
There's a cut scene on the DVD where Ross tries to get Ben to stop crying, and he says, here's Mr. Happy Keys. And he shakes the keys in his face. And then Joey goes, oh, yeah, I feel better when someone shakes jagged metal in my face.
That was pretty good.
It was funny.
Ross takes Ben from Monica, and he stops crying. And she's like, oh, see you there. And Monica jokes that maybe it's her in that way that you do when your feelings are hurt.
Right. So in this episode, Ben cries when Monica holds him. However, she's the one that manages to stop his half-sister, Emma, from crying. She's the only one later in the series.
Right. It's those Willick genes. Ross says that Ben loves her. He's just being Mr. Cranky Pants. Chandler admits to dating a Miss Cranky Pants. Lovely girl, kind of moody.
Sounds like me.
And Chandler is wearing a t-shirt that says, and one. Uh-huh. And that's a streetwear shirt company.
Ooh.
Which are having a 30th anniversary right now. And their anniversary t-shirts are $40 a piece.
Oh my gosh. You want one?
No.
Okay.
Ross declares that Ben is better and hands him back to Monica. And he immediately starts crying again. Aww. Chandler then does an experiment by picking Ben up and moving him away from Monica, and Ben stops crying. Then he moves Ben closer, and he starts crying again. And then he moves him away, she stops crying. Monica claims that her nephew hates her, They tell her to stop, but she's already spiraling based on the evidence that Chandler has provided. She then uses that evidence to extrapolate that her own children will hate her.
And then there on the DVD, there's a cut line and Monica says, "I'm unemployed and my nephew hates me." And then Ross goes, "No, you're just unemployed."
So then Chandler explains that she has eons before having to deal with this problem. I mean, you don't even have a boyfriend. And she crosses her arm and stares at him, and realizing he has just dug himself into a big hole, he states, "She does not look fat."
Joey's like, "Wait a minute, how did I get thrown under the bus? I was not doing anything." So we're still at Monica and Rachel's apartment. We have Ross, Mom, Chandler, Joey, and baby Ben. It opens with the gang at the kitchen table. Now they're eating their pie. Chandler's dressed like a teenager and holds up the basketball to Mom. And Joey mimics baby crying, pulls it away, and he goes, "Goo, goo, goo." And then back to Mom. Baby cry. Monica is not amused.
No, she's not.
Takes the basketball and throws it out the window above the sink where the pigeon came in 2 episodes ago.
Yes.
So before Joey and Chandler can react, Ross starts grunting and clearing his throat.
Mm-hmm.
And Joey asks if he's okay. And he says, "I don't know." I like how he goes, "I don't know.
I don't know."
He continues to make some weird noises and asks what's in the pie. So Monica names the basics like butter, eggs, flour, lime, kiwi. Ross shouts, "Kiwi."
"Kiwi? You said it was a key lime pie."
"No, I said kiwi lime. That's what makes it so special. And that specialness is what's going to kill Ross."
See, she took out Mr. Heckles, and now she's gunning for Ross.
Why? So her parents will hate her even more? All right, calm down there.
So she can have Ben.
Calm down, detective. Ross is allergic to kiwi, and Monica says, "No, you're allergic to lobster and peanuts and..."
A kiwi. Oh, wait, yeah.
Monica says, "Oh, my God," and Ross points out that it's getting worse. She asks if his tongue is swelling up in his mouth, and he goes, "Oh, my tongue is getting smaller."
Very good.
Thanks. So Monica tells him to get his gear. They're going to the hospital. And Joey is so concerned, he asks if he's going to be okay. And Mom says, "He just needs a shot."
Where's his EpiPen?
Yeah. I mean, if he's allergic to peanuts, which are prevalent,
right,
why doesn't he carry an EpiPen? Anyway, Ross, being a baby, says he'd rather play Scrabble. Then tries harder to get out of it by saying that he can't go because they cannot take the baby to the hospital. And Joey offers for to watch baby Ben. And Ross goes, no.
No.
And Joey says he has 7 Catholic sisters. He's taking care of hundreds of kids, which I think is really funny.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
So Joey assures Ross he and Chandler can do it, and they want to do it. And Chandler says he was looking forward to playing basketball, but that's out the window. Ross then starts spouting instructions. If you take him out, remember to bring his hat.
There's actually milk on the fridge, and there's diaper in the bag.
Joey says, "Hat, milk, got it." And they rush out the door. Ross is shouting gibberish, which is what the captions say. Mm-hmm. But I think I can make out right before he leaves. "I trust you."
"I trust you."
Yes. So Joey shuts the door shouting, "Consider it done." Chandler says, "You can understand him." And Joey says his Uncle Sal has a really big tongue. And Chan says, "Is that the one with the beautiful wife?"
So then we're at Central Perk.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel, Phoebe, and the jerk Terry. Rachel is kind of wiping stuff off a little bit, and Phoebe's on the couch with a guitar, and she asks Rach if she wants to hear the new song she wrote while she was in the shower, and Rach says, "Sure." Phoebe starts to play, "I'm in the shower and I'm writing a song, stop me if you've heard it." "My skin is soapy and my hair is wet, and Tegernsell backwards is Nurgit." And that's when Terry shouts from the coffee bar, "Rachel, sweetheart, He wants us here for a minute. Terry goes on to explain that he hired an actual musician to play because Phoebe's music makes him want to perform a self-lobotomy with his finger. And Rachel gets to tell Phoebe that she can't play anymore. And Phoebe starts singing loudly. Lather, rinse, repeat. Lather, rinse, repeat. As needed. And Terry is twitching and covering his eye, and he might do the lobotomy thing right there. It's hard to tell.
He's such an odd character.
Yeah.
So now we're on the back lot, yes. Which is supposed to be a New York City street. It's Joey and Chandler, and Joey and Chandler are laden with pretty much everything for Ben from Monica's yeah. apartment. I mean, they brought everything. To which Chandler says they didn't bring enough stuff. And perhaps he forgot to pack the baby's anvil.
Oh, a little baby anvil.
Which, to those of you who are much younger, this is a very cartoony reference.
Yes.
All the characters in the old cartoons always had an anvil lying around or pulled one out.
Yeah.
Which is another thing I thought we'd see more of as an adult. And I still have never seen an anvil.
Really? No. I've seen a few. I mean, we have one in the shed that I keep hanging from a rope. It's kind of a roadrunner trap.
I did not know that. All right. So Joey says it's a known fact that women love babies and love guys that love babies. So they aim Ben at a pack of girls across the street. And then Joey sees Leah Thompson playing her character from Caroline in the City, which ran from 95 to 99. She was also in Back to the Future movies, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Howard the Duck. Wow, that's dating us and her.
Yeah, and I think she'd prefer if you did not mention Howard the Duck.
Yeah, it wasn't that great. And then he and Chan argue who gets to hold the baby. Chandler says, seriously, you want him? Anyhow, she comes over and says, who's this cutie pie? And Chan, not great at flirting, says,
you mean me or that?
Which is one of my favorite lines from the my favorite movies, Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, we say that a lot. You mean me or this?
You mean me or that?
Joey asks her if she wants to smell him. And she says, I assume we're talking about the baby now. And Joey says, of course. He has that great baby smell and offers a whiff of his head. She obliges and says, I think my uterus just skipped a beat.
And little Ben is like, oh, I feel like Marty McFly.
You bet little Ben has a funny look on his yeah. face. You pointed it out while yeah. we were watching it.
He's got like, his tongue sticking out.
Yeah, his eyes are like, ooh. So for two guys who are afraid of commitment, why are they trying to pick up a woman with a baby to make them think about having a baby, but then neither one of them wants to have a baby?
It's one of those scuzzy deceptions like they like to do on Friends.
Anyhow, Caroline throws a monkey wrench into their plan
yeah.
and says it's great that they're doing this and says her brother and his partner have been trying to adopt. And what agency did they go through?
What the what? another fun face from Perry here, by
yeah, because he's like, that backfired.
Then we have an abrupt shift back to Central Perk, Phoebe's and Rachel. And Rachel is telling Phoebe about not playing at Central Perk anymore. And Phoebe is upset because this is her gig and this is where she plays. And her name is written on the chalkboard outside and you can't just erase
chalk. Like when she gets that realization.
And Rachel apologizes, but Phoebe keeps going about him paying this woman. Next thing you know, he'll be giving her a throne and a crown and a gold stick with a ball on top.
A scepter?
Yeah, a scepter. Rachel says Terry's a jerk. That's why they say it all the time. Terry's a jerk. That's where that came from.
I do like that. Right. It's really funny.
Phoebe says Rachel probably did everything she could. And then Rachel's like, well, probably not. So she goes back to Terry and says, come on, let Phoebe play. She'll go on after Stephanie, whatever. And since he won't be there, he's not paying her. And she'll even clean the cappuccino machine.
You don't clean the cappuccino machine?
Of course I clean it. I mean, I will clean it. Terry relents. Fine, fine, fine. And Rachel goes back triumphantly to Phoebes, who says, who's working for you, babe? But it's short-lived because Phoebe immediately wants to know how much she's going to get paid.
Oh.
And Rachel's like, no,
I just got you to play.
I just talked him into letting you play more. But then Phoebe's like, no, I'm not some sloppy second charity band. There are plenty of places I can play. Smash cut to Phoebe standing right outside Tinsel Prairie singing. When I play for me. I don't need your charity. And then some lady throws a shilling in and she's like, thank you. La 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 la.
She does play angrily a lot. She plays outside Central Perk. She plays outside Monica's restaurant later. Right. So then we go to the hospital emergency room. Ross, Monica, and then the doctor enters.
Yeah.
Ross is still being a baby about getting a shot. I mean, I don't love shots, but I'm not a baby about it.
No.
And if I was dying, I would be like, give me the shot.
Right. You just don't look.
I remember when the boy kid was little and we took him to the doctor and one time he had to get like 4 shots, right? And he was so upset because he wasn't prepared for it.
Yeah.
Like he was mad at us because we didn't tell him.
Well, I think we were taking the girl
to
the doctor. That's right. Then they were like, oh yeah, you need 4 shots.
So then the next time we took him to the doctor, he's like, I'm ready for my shot. And they're like, well, you don't need any. But I'm ready. He was like, no, no, you have to give me a shot. I bumped myself up. So Ross suggests they squirt the medicine into his mouth like a squirt gun. So Dr. Carlin enters, played by Victor Rader Wexler, who's been in a ton of stuff. He was in ER. He was also in Caroline in the City, Seinfeld, NCIS, and so on.
So on.
So Monica tells the doctor that her brother, with a PhD, wants to know if there's any other way to get the medicine, maybe orally.
Did you tell him about my squirt gun idea?
The doctor says, no, it has to be an injection, and it has to be now.
Take off your pants.
So Monica tells him to be brave, and Ross can do it for Monica, but she offers her hand to squeeze, and he crushes so much he brings her to her knees.
Aww.
Poor Monica.
So then we're back on the back lot.
Yep.
New York City streets. Joey, Chandler, and baby Ben. Chandler is lamenting how that was such a dumb idea. The next time we want to pick up girls, we should just go to the park and make out.
Is dating just a bunch of different gimmicks to get girls to like you?
Probably until you realize to just be yourself. You know, right. I think that's what your 20s are for.
I see.
This doesn't work. I just need to be who I really am.
Which Chandler realizes when he's on Caroline in the City.
Exactly. That's right. So Chandler beckons a taxi, and then Joey spots 2 women and says, hey, look at that talent.
That line, I don't like it. It's so, like, wrong. Look at that talent.
Look at that talent. Look at that talent. Taxi pulls up, and Chandler says, he's just practicing. You're good. They follow the 2 cuties onto the bus, and these are actresses Catherine Bell and Jennifer Sommerfeld, playing Robin and Becky, respectively. And Robin says that Ben is just adorable. And Chandler asks her to tell Ben that because he thinks that he looks too pink. Becky asks what you guys are out doing today, and Joey gets a case of the don't think I'm gay-itis. And Joey explains that they're not out. They're just 2 heterosexual guys watching the son of a 3rd heterosexual guy. Why doing regular straight guy stuff? And Chandler sets Ben on the seat and then asks Joey,
you done?
He is. The ladies announce this is their stop, and Joey claims it's theirs too. They live in the building over by the sidewalk. Chandler says, do you know it? Joey asks, since they are neighbors, if they want to get a drink. So they all get off the bus, and the girls ask if they want to go to Markel's. If they want to go to Markel's, they agree. Then Becky asks, hey, where's your baby? Then our boys start running after the bus by carrying all the baby crap. Joey is shouting, "Ben, Ben," and Chandler's like,
"That's good. Maybe he'll hear you and pull the cord."
They're falling behind, but they follow the bus around the corner, only to find three buses lined up next to each other, none of which has a bus number, and they all have the same generic sloppy graffiti across the back. So then we're back to the doctor's office.
Yep.
Monica and Ross. And Monica's asking the doctor if she's sure Ross didn't break her hand. And the doc is like, "Nah, it's just a good bone bruise." Then he turns on the x-ray of her hand, so we know that she's been x-rayed and everything while we were gone. And he goes, "And this is the puncture wound from your ring." And Ross says, I'm sorry. "Hey, I got my S's back." And Monica gives him a look that says he can celebrate later. And then he's like, celebrate. And Monica elbows him. And then we go over to Central Perk again.
Yeah, there's a lot of fast cuts in this.
A lot episode. Of jumping around in this one. Because we have three different storylines. So Phoebe's outside and she's singing, "Double, double, double jointed boy." And a woman walks up carrying a guitar case, and Phoebe asks her if she's the professional guitar player. And she says, "Yeah, she's Stephanie." It's really Chrissy Hynde from the band The Pretenders. Right. And Phoebe tells her her name used to be on the sign too, but now it just says Carrot Cake. I don't know why she sounds all uppity when she says it. But
Carrot Cake.
Phoebe asks which chords she knows, to which Stephanie answers,
"All of them."
And she quizzes Stephanie on basic chords that even I know, and I don't even play guitar very well. Then she gloats and she gets Stephanie to admit that her guitar does not have a strap like Phoebe's. Then Stephanie goes into Central Perk and Phoebe makes up a song, quickly teasing, "Stephanie knows all the chords."
I love the look that Chrissy Hynde gives her. It's so funny.
It's great.
It's great.
It's great. I kind of like that moment, too. That's another fun moment.
It was pretty funny. All right. So now we're back on the back lot of New York City Street. Joey, Chandler, and no baby Ben. Chandler's on a payphone trying to call the transit authority, and he says he's doing research for a book and wants to know what would someone do if they left a baby on the city bus. He agrees it would be a very stupid character.
Indeed.
And then Joey snatches the phone and says, "Hey, we left a car seat on the bus," and he describes it, and he goes, "Oh, and also there was a baby in it." They must request to speak to Chandler because he says they want to talk to you.
Yeah.
And he hands the phone back.
So we're in agreement. He won't be allowed on the phone again.
Then we cut back to Central Perk. It's Stephanie, Rachel, and Phoebe is shouting from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So Rachel is introducing Stephanie, and the door opens, and you can hear Phoebe shout, singing how much Terry's a jerk, and I hate Central Perk. And Rachel finishes introducing Stephanie Schiffer, and Chrissy Hynde says she would like to play a song she wrote about the first guy she ever loved. And then she strums and goes, "Zachary." And the door opens again, and you're all invited to bite me.
She is not the hippy dippy loving piece. She is dark.
She does not like when you do something against her. She gets really angry.
All right. So now we're back at the City of New York Department of Health Services, Joey Chandler, and then Hank.
Right.
And we'll get to Hank in a minute. So the boys rush in with all the baby stuff, shouting about how they called about the baby, and they scare the guy at the Department of Human Services, who is Hugh Dane, who played Hank, the security guard on the Office television program.
Right.
Sadly, he died of cancer in 2018.
Aww. But you did point out that he was, what,
6'6".
Oh my gosh. He's a tall guy.
He was a tall guy. So he tells the guys that the baby's here, and he assumes that one of them is the father, and they both say they are. And Hank gives him a side eye, and Chandler says that actually they're both the father. And then he puts his arm around Joey, and Joey takes his hand and puts his hand atop Chandler's and then nuzzles his head next to Chandler's. Hank looks at them like, okay, whatever.
I don't have time for this.
Right. The pair bound into the room with two separate babies and two separate cribs. And they both say hi to Ben, but it's to different babies. And they realize there's two different babies. Chandler pleads to Joey that he knows the right baby. All right, let's say you can't tell them apart. Mm-hmm. I'd say first check the diaper region. Make sure one of the Bens isn't a Beth, right?
Yes. Let's not worry about if it's a girl, then we know this one's Ben. Right.
Joey looks at both of the babies before him, and it's like, that one has ducks on his shirt, and that one has clowns. And Ben was definitely wearing ducks. Long pause. Or clowns. Then Joseph, I watched a million babies, Tribbiani, says this one is Ben. Remember the cute mole by Ben's mouth? And relieved, Chandler reaches in and he's like, hi, Ben, remember us? Okay, the mole came off.
I got to pause you right here because I am creeped the fuck out by the decorations in this room.
Yes.
All the clown heads on the wall. They are the scariest things.
Yes.
They're weird and muted and, oh, I don't like clowns to begin with. Yeah.
Right, oh. There's stuffed heads on the walls. Yeah.
It's so bad.
It looks like Tribbiani cut the head off his clown and stuffed it on the wall. So given their moment of stress, Joey Tribbiani comes up with a brilliant plan. They're going to flip for it.
We'll flip for the baby?
You got a better idea?
Fine. Call it in the air.
Heads.
Heads it is.
Yes. Woo.
We have to assign heads to something. When they don't call the coin toss, it comes up again because they do it again when they're playing the trivia for the apartment.
Right.
They all watch the coin go up and come down.
Right. So Joey thinks it through before saying, okay, ducks is heads because ducks have heads. And then Chandler gives him a nice long look for the audience to catch up with his thought before asking, what kind of scary ass clowns came to your birthday? And Joey looks back and forth between the babies because now they're in a real kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle.
So then we're back to Central Perk. Mm-hmm. Stephanie, Rachel, and Phoebe's out on the street. Stephanie is singing the Pretender song, Angel of the Morning, while Rachel looks out the window at Phoebe, counting her money in the guitar case. This creates a strange moment for me because I'm sad for Phoebe, but Chrissy Hynde is a considerably much better musician.
Absolutely. For sure. And in the DVD version, you get to hear pretty much the whole song.
Yeah.
And Rachel, they focus on Rachel a lot.
Yeah.
And she's almost in tears while she's listening to the song.
Right. She's like, Phoebe is my morning angel. Morning's here. Rachel brings Phoebe a coffee because she thought Phoebe's might be cold.
I do like how Rachel puts the towel down on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
That seems like a very Rachel thing to do.
It does.
But I think that's part of Phoebe's dress from last week.
I was going to say the same fucking thing.
Yeah, because it looks like a dish towel.
Yeah.
And that looks exactly like her dress.
Yes. So those of you who thought we were being mean last week, you can look at the towel and be like, oh yeah, it does look exactly like
her dress.
Rachel said, it looks like Phoebe did well. And she's like, it's 8:27, but that's really because I put the first $2 in there to get the ball rolling and to make my little meal better. But she doesn't, because playing for money isn't good for her. When she sang Susu Studio, I'm sorry, that's Phil Collins. When she sang Suicide, she made $1.75, but then Smelly Cat only got 25 cents and a condom. Aww. So she feels bad for Smelly Cat. Rachel thinks not everybody gets Smelly Cat. You know, if you've only ever had healthy pets, then whoosh, right over your head. But Phoebe used to play her music to make her happy, and now it's all about the money these past 2 hours. And Rachel says they missed Phoebe inside, and they even got a request for Smelly Cat from her. She knows it's not the big earner, but it's Rachel's favorite. Then runs up Giovanni Ribisi as Condom Boy, not Frank Jr.
Yeah.
And he scares Rachel, because she's like, oh, geez, because he runs up so loud and fast. And he asks if he accidentally dropped his condom in your case. He says it's an emergency. Which cracks me up.
This whole little just makes me crack up.
Phoebe hands it to him and he yells, hey, Christine, I got it! And he runs off. he and Phoebe run the same, which is very cute.
It is cute. But the, hey, Christine, I got it, just makes me laugh. All right, so we're back at Monica and Rachel's apartment. Monica and Ross are sitting there, and then later Chandler and Joey and baby Ben enter. So Ross thanks Monica for being there with him today and apologizes for almost breaking her hand. And Monica apologizes for almost poisoning him.
Murderer.
He asks her if she remembers when he jammed that pencil into her hand, and she shows him the permanent lead freckle.
Mm-hmm.
I have one of those on my thigh because I sat on a sharpened pencil at school. Yeah. It was so weird. It's still there. That was like a long time ago. It's like my first tattoo. So I looked it up. Like, why does it stay?
Right.
So okay. It turns out it's actually called a pencil tattoo because to Dr. Cameron Rockshar, an associate professor of dermatology at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York, a pencil stabbing leaves graphite particles in the dermis layer of the skin.
Mm.
No worry about lead poisoning. It's called pencil lead, but it's really made out of graphite.
Right.
And it cannot poison you, but if there's bacteria on the pencil, you could get an infection.
Mm.
But the more you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
I got stabbed in the forearm with a pencil, but I think it was too deep to leave a mark.
Oh, my gosh.
It was in my back pocket. We were playing basketball.
Oh, yeah. It
went right in.
Oh, yeah. All right. So then Mon asks if he remembers the time she hit him in the face with the Sylvian's pumpkin.
Oh.
And then he asks if she remembers the time he stuck the broom handle in the spokes of her bike and she flipped over her handlebars and hit her head on the curb.
See, the Gellers have been murdering people since they were little.
I mean, that is really, really mean.
Yeah.
She says no, but I remember people telling me about it. Which is bad, but it's so funny. Uh-huh. So Ross, the psychic, says he hopes Ben has a little sister.
Ooh.
And Monica says, I hope she can kick his ass. I had two brothers. My little brother, harmless, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But my older brother picked on both of us relentlessly.
Right.
He used to steamroll over us on the floor. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was a big guy. You had a sister. What torture did you inflict on each other?
Oh, well, I did the steamroller because, yeah, that's from Strange Brew.
Right.
And I love Strange Brew. But I teased her a lot. Mostly she got mad and would dig her fingernails into my arms.
You do have scars from that.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad? You have scars from your sister digging her fingernails into
Yeah.
Her.
But as far as these, I think that... I don't know. The girls that played Emma might be able to beat up the boys that played
Ben. Yeah. And Cole Sprouse. Yeah. Yeah. Because they were in that movie Us.
Yeah. They were in Us.
Yeah. All right. So Ross gets up to get a new Band-Aid because the needle prick in his arm is still gushing blood. I mean, come on.
Who needs to change? I need to change the Band-Aid on my arm.
Anyhow, he asks her about the time he cut off the legs of her Malibu Ken, and she goes, that was you? And then there's my favorite line.
Yeah.
They were infected. He wouldn't have made it. So the boys return with what they hope is baby Ben.
Yeah. I like how worried they look.
Yeah.
They're kind of like, I hope this goes well.
And Monica goes over to him and he doesn't start crying right away. She notices and points it out, which panics the guys. But then Ben comes through at the last minute and starts crying and they rejoice.
Yes. There's still pie.
Good save, Joey. So Ross takes Ben and changes his diaper and asks if he had fun with Uncle Joey and Uncle Chandler. And Joey says he rode the bus today.
Which I really like, but it's not a good line.
Uh-huh.
You know, I really like his delivery of that.
Yeah.
That I'm going to be a little arrogant about it because it worked out.
But Chandler gives him the look like, what the fuck?
It's
what?
Not over yet. Yeah. Don't do it.
Don't do it. So everything seems to be going as planned until Ross notices the diaper says, property of human services.
Oh.
So he immediately goes after the guys by handing the baby to Monica and chases them.
Yes.
That's where Chandler picks up the kiwi lime pie, aims it in Ross, and tells Joey, run!
Run, Joey, run!
Oh, that was funny.
All right. So then the stinger. Mm-hmm. We're back at Central Perk. Phoebe and Christy Hind.
Yeah.
Christy Hind is playing Smelly Cat.
Aww.
And Phoebe interrupts to instruct Stephanie's pronunciation. It's Leviosa, not Leviosa. And then she plays it again and gets better. And Phoebe's like, don't worry, it's a hard song. And she's like, yeah.
I do like Stephanie or Chrissy Hine. She's funny.
Yeah, it's totally hard. And then they're going to play it again, but not from the top because there is no top. That's the beauty of Smelly Cat. And they go through it, and then Stephanie mushes a bunch of funk on it. And Phoebe's like, no, 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 too much.
I do like that. No, no, too much. I do like when they have the, Chris Isaac later on, they play Smelly Cat too. I love it. All right, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back.
That's the end of the episode.
Oh, sorry.
Cut and print. You yelled at me for not saying it once.
Sorry.
Now say another short break.
All right. We're going to take another short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, so are you the professional guitar player?
Yeah, I'm Stephanie.
Oh, right. Well, my name was on there, but now it just says Carrot Cake.
Okay.
So how many chords do you know?
All of them.
Oh, yeah? So do you know D?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you know A minor?
Yeah.
So, do you know how to get from D to A minor?
Yeah.
Okay. So does your guitar have a strap?
No.
Oh, mine does. Stephanie knows all the chords. Makes me sad that she knows all the chords. I only know D and A minor, but I know how to go from D to A minor. No, too much, Phoebs. Stephanie knows all the chords! All right, back again.
Back again. What did you learn from this episode?
I learned not to let Joey and Chandler babysit. Our kids were wily, and they never would have been able to deal with them. Let's see. Ross, in addition to his other mental issues, has some kind of serious doctor issues.
Right.
I mean, between the shot thing and the pediatrician thing.
Oh, yeah, there, that's right.
He just worries me in general. And Phoebe does not have the drive to become a power player in the music industry.
No.
How about you? What did you learn?
I learned that guys will go to great lengths to trick girls into liking them. And I liked having Chrissy Hind. I thought that was fun. I forget how many songs I know of the Pretenders.
Yeah.
And Phoebe will turn on a dime.
Yes. She definitely will.
All right. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. So I honestly don't know which is scarier, clowns with or without heads.
Right?
I don't know which would be more frightening. I feel like they're both kind of scary.
I'm going to say both the Gellers are wimps.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I would not let Monica hear you say that.
Chandler and Joey don't mind being gay if it will save their ass. And this was, again, a very sitcom-y situation.
Yeah.
The whole, except for the Phoebe, Chrissy Hine thing, but
right. The bus.
And yeah, the, yeah. But it's okay because I like it.
I like it. I don't care.
I don't care.
All right. So sweater vest tracker.
Oh, six episodes in.
Still zero. This is just getting sad.
I know. Overall count for the series, season.
So I was kind of wondering if maybe at the start of season two, he was a little bit like, I'm not wearing any more sweater vests.
Do I have to wear sweater vests?
And then by season three or later this season, I don't know, maybe he's like, okay, I guess it's part of Chandler's.
Right.
Because we definitely see him in a lot of sweater vests later.
Yeah. But I was thinking, too, we typically see him in sweater vests when he's working, and we haven't seen him working lately.
Right.
You know? Because they were going to the concert, they went out to dinner, he went out Jade. So maybe it's... Yeah, when he goes back to work.
It's his work wear.
Yeah. Then I'll wear more sweater vests.
All right. So zero.
Yep.
Zero, zero. We'll move on. Okay. So the rating for this episode on IMDb is 8.4 out of 10 stars.
All right.
With over 6,000 ratings.
Okay. So I'm going to read an episode. I'm going to read a review titled, "Love This Episode," by Slightly Mad 227. Oh, no. It was written December 2014.
Mm-hmm.
This person wrote, "Whilst." Is that the same guy from before?
No, I wasn't Slightly Mad.
Oh, my gosh. "Whilst the Phoebe storyline takes up a lot of screen time and has the guest star, for me, this episode is all about Joey and Chandler with Ben."
Mm-hmm.
"Both Matthew Perry and Matt LeBlanc were superb. My only complaint, and this is nitpicking, would be Schwimmer's acting at times is a little off. But that said, faking an allergic reaction would have me looking awkward too. See, I said it was nitpicking."
That's a cute little review.
Yeah, it was cute. So next week, what do we have going on?
The one where Ross finds out.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my goodness.
Phoebe can't get her BF to do the deed.
Oh, no.
Monica helps Chandler's skinny ass lose some weight. And Rachel gets drunk and leaves Ross a voicemail.
Oh, my gosh. That's fun.
That's fun.
All right. Are you ready for some maladjusted content?
Yes.
What happened this week? What'd we do?
I don't know.
I don't know either. What did we do?
I don't know. I told you.
We
watched a little bit of Mandalorian.
Yes, because I've seen one and two, but Adam said I fell asleep through three, but I don't remember.
The seasons.
Season three.
You never finished season three.
Right.
So we were watching season three of The Mandalorian.
Yep, which is cute.
Yes.
I mean, I love Grogu.
Right. And Pedro Pascal's pretty neat.
He is. He's so fun. So we talked about Hot Fuzz.
Yeah.
And that's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Simon Pegg, Nick Frost, directed by... Edgar Wright. Yeah. It's called the Cornetto Trilogy.
Yes.
Yes. I love all those movies. Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and then At the World's End.
Yeah.
So good. So funny.
Yeah, they're good. For anybody that hasn't seen Hot Fuzz, it's a comedy kind of based on British crime dramas that ends like an American action movie.
Yes.
It's not really like a spoof of those things. It's just like... one of those, but a comedy. So they're really good. Those are fun ones.
Yep.
Edgar Wright's a good director.
Yeah, he is.
He makes things interesting.
Anything else we got coming up? We do have that guest we're trying to get coordinated. So hopefully you'll hear from someone else next week, maybe for a little bit. But if you would like your thoughts or reactions regarding future episodes to be shared with the rest of the class, or you just want to reach out and say hey.
Come on, we want to hear from more of you misfits out there.
Email us at themaladjustedmisfits@gmail.com. Rate us and leave positive comments.
And if you have a negative comment, try to leave it in a positive way.
Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. You can follow the link in the show notes. The pages are called The One Where We Talk About Friends.
Joe, you ready for a cup of coffee?
Always. Here's the deal. We lost a car seat on a bus today. It's white, plastic, fits on a stroller. Oh yeah, and there was a baby in it.